Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and tonight on Hercules and the Space Gods, I'm proud to bring you Mark and Phyllis Brinkerhoff and E.T. Universal Zone. Greetings and welcome, Mark and Phyllis. How are you tonight?
Greetings and salutations,
Hercules. Thank you for having us.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm looking forward to tonight's topic. So I hand you the baton, and the floor is yours.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Kind of got an interesting show tonight.
I got to get some light on my subject here. Woo. Okay. Well, this show, we were kind of dedicating it to information we got, or I got when I went to the spaceship in my lucid soul travel. It's not exactly out of body, it's beyond that. And I met with Valiant Thor and some of my friends and crew, and I asked them a question. Well, that was kind of cool.
What was that?
The vibration opened up. Ooh. Okay. What I'm going to do first is just read.
Well, you know, maybe what you...
The message. Well, cool.
Let me see the message. Yeah, you know, that's perfect. Yeah, read it. Read from...
Okay. So I had friends that, some of our friends, close friends and buddies, wanted to have an event in New Jersey that would just be commemorating the time that Valiant Thor and some of his crew, and who I've met, went to Howard Mencher's farm back in 1958 or so. Where Howard was having a UFO meeting and with people, one of the first little meetings out there at that time. So on June 26, 2023, I had a lucid out-of-body on Ashtar, on the ship that Ashtar runs above America, and there's three ships around the planet Earth, and the Earth is round. It's not flat, guys.
Well, when he says
three ships, there's one here over America.
But massive.
Massive. They're like 2,000 miles long. Yeah. They're huge. But invisible to our Earth scientist, infrareds or whatever they got. But there is something that did pick up their ships back in the 70s. And we met a scientist who's now passed on who told me about it. And he said, because I was describing the ships, and he said, wait a minute, you said it's over America. And yes, and other parts of the world, two other ones. And he said, the scientist he knows, because he was a scientist, saw the shadow reflection or something on the frequency that they had with their camera or that they put out or something, and it picked up this giant cigar-shaped gigantic thing over America, and they said they couldn't see it physically, but it was there, like a ghost, that it was there on a higher dimension. It's actually on different planes, different dimensions. So we can access it out of body with your angels. You can go, and you can get there out of body, and you'll enter into a frequency that you're acclimated to with the out of body projection. There's other frequencies and other dimensional spaces above these lower frequencies, but that's where some of the higher different people in the crews come and work. That's where Balthon is, one of my friends. And I'll get into that in our books that we have. We're trying to rush our book for the levels and everything that's going on. So, went out of body to Ashtar's massive ship over America, and there I met Valiant Thor. I told him that people that I knew, our friends, wanted to create a day commemorating when he went to Howard Mencher's farm and try to make it a yearly event. And then the energy was with him. He was not 100% pleased with that idea. So here's what he told me. Actually, the event that was postponed in New Jersey. I do not, this is quoting what he said, Valiant Thor, I do not want anything happening in my name or where people may get a boosted ego in any way. That is not something I do and would not be a part of. I do not want attention brought to myself or any other person saying they are channeling me. I do not do that, and my crew does not channel. Attention should only be on the Creator, and the one we know is Jesus Christ. All people should direct their prayers to the Creator and the Holy Trinity, he said. I am a servant of the one Most High Creator. As I said before, I do not want attention directed at myself or my past message. It is now part of the history of the planet Earth. And he continued, I was puzzled with this answer too. So then he continued, I came to the Earth at a time when the planet's leaders needed to hear the different Space Council's messages. That time is now past. I am still working in different ways with the Earth and the people as I do with the high space councils of this solar system and galaxy. I have many missions in my work, and creating a holiday theme or special day in my name or about my mission is not something I would be a part of. Please let your friends know. I appreciate their good intentions and thoughtfulness, but I have to decline any public display or anything that can stir up an innocent person's ego that can cause them to be targeted by negative or evil beings. He finalized this message saying, in the infinite light of truth and understanding, I leave you and your friends in peace and love. Valiant.
So that would also include he wouldn't want anybody to, let's say, be at an event where they would be trying to call in UFOs or spaceships that might have him or his crew aboard them. So that would be an exercise in futility.
Well, you can call for your positive friends like I got. You can call for our friends to come visit. They do fly over.
Well, no,
doesn't
no,
mean they'll land.
Mark, I'm just specifically saying that if there was supposed to be a day like that where they were focusing in on those great events that happened back, what was it, the 50s?
1957, 58, yeah.
His ships wouldn't be showing up. So even if they were calling, let's bring in Bang Thor's ships, he would say no, he wouldn't participate in something like that.
It's free will, and they don't do those things. They can do it in certain ways when we ask for things, but it's like if we're expecting a group of people, like 100 or 50 people or whatever we got, and we're all chanting and thinking of light and love and sending it out to the space beings of positive vibes here, not the negative beings. But the thing is, there's ways you got to do it because the negative ones play games. So you're sending out thoughts like that, and supposedly something shows up, or a little spheres or a little spaceship. Are we then turning around and looking around the people in the audience that are standing in a field, let's say, and we're looking to see if Valiant Thor showed up because we kind of know what he looks like because he still looks similar as he does today in the past? Or are we looking for other space people showing up? And they can look just like us. And I've met them. I've seen them. They look like humans. And they will not want to be around too long. They kind of take off. And make an excuse and leave. Or they show up and they say, well, I got to go.
Well, wait a minute.
That's what they do.
I wanted to finish.
Then they disappear.
I wanted to finish your statement, though, about calling in. We're not saying not to call in UFOs.
That's what I'm saying, no.
You can call them in. And you
and we can call for Valiant Thor. We can ask. What the heck?
You can call your own space people because everybody has, especially people that listen to shows like this, they have crews, their own crews.
There are aspects of someone, your higher self,
who are probably
one of your higher selves on the higher plane is working on a ship. If you've always felt you were not from Earth, or you always felt home, it was space, that was more than the planet. But if you always felt very much at home on Earth, because I've met people that don't want anything to do with space, and Phyllis has met them too, they say, no, I don't want to leave Earth, or, oh, I want to be on a planet. They will, their aspect is them right here on the planet Earth then. And their higher self might be in another part of our galaxy, and then there's a higher self that tunes in on the couple of planes above this one that we're on, and just monitors the aspect. And if the aspect, meaning us, let's say a human walking the earth, the aspect is going, now I'm wondering if there's more to this, then the higher self will start tuning in for them. You know, they give them the higher self also helps with intuition, or don't do that, stop that, no, that don't go that way, because we're in sync with them in telepathy and as higher self and oversoul. And there's ways to get in touch even clearer, and that's the things we do teach about. But so someone asking for these crews or somebody's spaceship to fly by because they don't know who's in them, and they're just saying, send a spaceship over. And one shows up. And that's everybody saying, thinking white light, thinking a beam of energy, and thinking light to the sky. And another way you could do it with the thought form image of a typical flying saucer you could imagine, the standard flying saucer everybody sees in their mind. If you project that out like a Batman signal into the sky with white light, lots of white light and gold and blue, you could send it up like that and say, anybody out there, come by if you're of the good intention or benevolent space people working with our planet Earth around with the crews here. You don't just want to say anybody up there, come by, because then you get the other kinds if they were flying around the area, and they see that. They can pick up that energy and that telepathy image, thought form image.
You can also send them to the Intergalactic Mission website, and just on the home page, at the bottom of the home page, there's a link called Omniversal Language. And one of our friends down in Virginia has had a lot of success bringing in the light ships using the words that Mark put on that page. And there's a 25-minute audio clip teaching you how to pronounce the words. And
his name is Dan. He's our good friend. And he memorized them, and he set up a camera to do the pictures and get the pictures when he wasn't home, let's say. And the camera was set to auto record or something. Well, he did pick up some images, and he would email them to me. And he's gotten quite a lot. And darned if it isn't our friends, because I know their ships. And they look almost exactly, if not similar, to exactly the pictures I've taken. And that's when they morph their image, and they show a certain look to them. There's also spheres. Those are called sons that we use, 30-foot diameters and more, big sphere spaceships. And those can go in and out of the water and fly around. So those are like all-around great ships.
Let's just speak a little bit more about the fact that these are light ships and not nuts and bolts types of, these are high frequency
dimension
ships. So
planes,
they're not physical. Yep. They can appear to be physical, but they morph in and out. And so they're from the higher frequencies or the higher levels of consciousness.
Yeah, they're very, like, third, fourth plane and beyond a little bit more.
Which you'll learn more about once we finish this book we're working on.
They can manipulate through the planes and energy to our dimension and just appear in the sky over your head. Just pop on. You didn't see it zoom in. They do zoom in. They will do that. But sometimes they'll just pop on and go, hi, in your head telepathically. Say, hello, look up. So you look up and you see this big, beautiful sphere. But it might be, depending where you are, if you're in the country, you might see it closer. But if you're in the cities like we are, very high up because they can't come too low. And then a lot of helicopters, a lot of airplanes here, and military stuff. So they come in very high, very like a little tiny, one of our friends called like a little ping pong ball in the sky, tiny little ping pong ball. And if they're white, they could come in blue, steel, silver, sterling silver look, gunmetal gray, pink, gold, blue, and I think there's even been greens that we've seen, orange tones, very much orange, British orange.
You know, Adriana out on the island also, she seems to call them into, with using.
Oh, yeah.
She had a great healing with one of your.
So the healing words, Ni Selnik Mushumak Tuvinik Sana. I know you're listening, Adriana.
We're not seeing the last.
And these things work. These are ancient words and from space, deep space, way back. We're calling them space words because they're really space language.
I think maybe people on the planet might call it light language.
They might call it light language. That could be representing in that too.
This is really the beginning, the language that is truly omniversal.
Yeah, it is.
It's an omniversal
and
language.
And the sounds are similar in many of the sounds.
Brought in here,
yeah.
And it's fascinating. You know, I think maybe it could be similar to something that others have brought in. I'm not sure about that. But when he writes or speaks these languages, he gives people exact definitions of even every syllable.
Yeah, you could see, you can hear that on the site.
Yeah,
we have an auto recording.
Page one of, on the front page of Intergalactic Mission, you just scroll down to the bottom where it says Omniversal Language.
Yeah, it's big letters. And click on
and
that.
And just click on that, and that'll. I think you'll find that page fascinating.
Yeah, the main words to use to call in our friends, the good guys, is Adonai or Adonai Vasu. Baragas, and Adonai is another representation of word of the infinite creator. So that's another word for the creator that they use. And they use Yahweh, the creator's name, which is breath of life, or that's exactly what it means. And we teach a teaching on how to, what we do on the ships, of how you work with that name. And you work with breathing in, Yah, and breathing out, Hui. So you make it like that. I hope you all heard that. Like yawning. Yeah. You're going to breathe, suck the air in. Yeah. Breath of life coming into your lungs and then out. Way. You could do it 7 times or more if you feel. Do it with contemplation, euphoric bliss and love of Creator.
You don't take responsibility for anybody levitating.
Yeah, you might. Never know. But most people, and we've always had the white light enter your crown of your head and into your fill your head with white and close your eyes and you'll see white kind of stuff like that. But you do that about 7 times or 10 if you feel, whatever feels right, and you will feel the lightness. And keep, as you're doing that, contemplate in your mind loving light praising of the infinite creator. Say you're sending praise and love by just the love in your heart. But when you're saying the name, the holy, it's actually a very sacred name, but when, and Creator wants us to know the name. It's the ancients that hid it from us. They called, the word they replaced it with was God, sometimes that represented Baal, that was a negative fallen thing, or they replaced the word with Lord, L-O-R-D. That word represents Yahweh in ancient time, Hebrew type, ancient time stuff. Now, we all know that.
You know, this is a bit of a segue into the next section that we want to go into. About a week or so ago,
Did we get to that part?
We haven't gotten to.
Did I ad-lib that?
Yeah, no. This is very good because then.
Oh, okay. I'll just quickly read that and then we'll go right in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because I wanted to also.
I wrote some notes down, people, everybody listening. Okay, so about what Valiant Thor said, he would not. Normally do channels. That's not something the space people do that are of the higher planes because they're very busy. So here, my crew doesn't either. So people have asked me, I'm sorry, guys, people have asked me on emails, and I forgot to maybe mention them, that they've said, does anyone in your crew, can I tune in or channel one of them? Can I tune in and get a message from like Gastron or somebody else? And in truth, no, you're not supposed to. We don't do that. The crew doesn't do that. But if you go out of body and you ask for us, we could show up. My ET crew and others, meaning other people and other crews, do not channel or speak to people that are not their own.
From very high frequencies.
Yes, sorry. Yeah, from the high frequency planes. People that are not their own personal aspects. So if we have my overpart talking to me, but if a person here listening has an oversoul and over aspect on the ship around us here, and you start connecting to that oversoul part or aspect through telepathy, through desire, you just ask for yourself. You go out of body or have a dream state, lucid dream state, and say you want to meet up with your own true self, your total self. We just got to ask. That's the thing they're asking for. They always say, ask, ask.
Well, they also have to know that it exists. You know,
yeah.
So.
Yes, that's true.
People don't know that.
So these crews that say, we're busy, we have different missions, that's what Valiant Thor is trying to say, because he is working with the Earth, and there are Earth people right now, with the militaries, I guess. So However, when a soul gets in touch with their own higher self or oversoul or true self, authentic self, through their seed, we have a seed atom activation we do on the ships, but we teach that through their seed atom, which is an aspected atom. It's not really a thing you'd find in a microscope. It's a supernatural high frequency. We call it a seed aspect, I guess you'd want to say, but that is
it's
what
the concentration of
yeah,
pure energy. Yeah.
It's you and it's us. It's you.
Yeah,
so
your signature.
Your signature. That's what it is. And that seed atom is in your higher self, any higher self form, because with many of our selves are aspects. So we have higher self here in this solar system. We have a higher self maybe in another galaxy because you're working there as another aspect, as a, maybe an alien on some other planet or something. So we have that seed atom. But each is known by the oversoul. So the oversoul, the total oversoul, or your true self, knows where all these aspects are throughout the omniverse of the galaxies. So the soul mind is a connection like that. That's why telepathy is anywhere from the in the universe. We can think and know who's talking to us, our friends, so there's no phone calls or any of that. Then a person can hear more clearly their own self, their higher self or oversoul, and you can hear them telepathically or intuitively speaking to you. So that would be when you're being told, don't take a right on that road, danger, warning, a vibe. You get a feeling something's dangerous. Many people can intuitively see their higher self in an image or a reflection picture in their mind's screen or the third eye mind screen. We call it mind screens, but the third eye mind screen that people know about here when you close your eyes. You can see your higher self when they communicate to you if you've already made communication with them. So they will communicate to you. Phyllis has had this happening. She also sees from her own higher self.
You know, I don't really see
perspective on the ship.
I see through her eyes.
Well, you knew when you were walking down the corridor.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the end of that part.
Well, no, that's great, though. That's good stuff.
I know time goes quickly on planet Earth, so I'm gonna.
I just wanted to. Okay.
We got more to read here.
Because we got a lot of. We're trying to cover a lot of things tonight.
There was something you were going to cover.
Well, no. The whole point about the light. I was reading something the other maybe a week or so ago in my own over part. Just kind of infused me with the whole, you know, just got me really revving up on the light. Well, you know, the fact that we're at a molecular, submolecular level, we're basically light. So we are light. I mean, that's what we're made of. We're literally made of light. And what's interesting is a friend of ours, here, okay, I think you can go in.
Here we go.
Into the next message.
Okay, we're going to our next section. Okay, I know you're listening, Linda. Our dear friend Linda on Long Island made an excerpt of part of Sananda's message from February 25th, 2023, and it's titled, I Am With You. And she printed that text to use with her focus when she meditated with to Creator, or on Creator. You can find that message under etuniversalzone.com
messages.
Under messages up on the top, and you should be able to see it
February 25th, 2023. That one says message from Sananda, I am with you.
It'll say I am with you on there. So she made this little snippet of it. She sent us what she did. It was great. So I'm going to read the message. That's the snippet.
This is the excerpt that is just so powerful when you contemplate it.
Okay, this is from Sananda, who was also Yehoshua on planet Earth, but he is the infinite creator throughout the omniverse. He created this. Everything you see around us, this is what he created through the infinite creator's projection with him. I am with you always, now and forever. I hold you in my heart, and I cradle you in my arms, my child. My peace and grace surrounds you. I am your protector, sustainer, comforter, confidant, counselor, healer, and redeemer, and I will fight for you forever. I hear and listen to all whispers, thoughts, and prayers as infinite creator. I will stand by you in times of joy, healing, and sorrow. My child, my children, you are never alone. I am with you always, and I love you. Trust in me always, have faith in Creator, do not doubt, and no harm will come to you. You are the light of the world, and I am the light within you. Therefore, shine brightly, my children. I love you unceasingly, now and forever. Sananda, when he says, I am the light within you, this is what we were trying to get to for our show today.
Yes.
Is to understand that light. It's not our light, but it's the light of the infinite Creator within us, and we shine. And yeah, our soul has light. We're individualized, all of us as the children. We're not Creator. Like, you're not your mom and dad. You're a child of the infinite. But with that comes the spirit that the Creator has given to us, the spirit. That's the aspect. That's the energy, the spirit that's with us, that light. The Holy Spirit. It's like we call it Holy Spirit, but there is another aspect of the spirit. The souls have spirit, yes. Angels have the spirit. But the angels don't have souls. They don't need a soul. They don't have soul. They are with a substance close with Creator's energy because they were first created. So they have knowledge and they have understanding. But you know, if they come to other planets and places to be as nature kingdoms and elementals to train and understand some planet systems, they will be invisible to the beings on the planet. But with intuitive abilities and study or training of just studying and looking at auras, or you could see auras, and keeping your energies and thoughts high, praising, loving the infinite, but loving creation, all nature and all energy and all beings of light, everything you see. Don't hate that little insect. Don't step on it. It's got consciousness of its own, and the Creator knows it. Even that little tiniest insect you can imagine. So that's where the Buddhists have it fun, when they say we will not harm anything, because everything is connected. And that's why Creator knows when a sparrow falls and knows when your hair are falling out of your head and knows when I'm shaving it. And so the nature kingdom, which we have all around us here in this house constantly, they you see them run by, you could see them fly by. And sometimes they materialize actually to see them. They're in training. The youngest ones don't understand that right now, but and like the ones in the park, they just do their little jobs. They know that this is what they do. I'm a grass fairy, or I'm a pixie. I got a pixie here in the house. We got a pixie, and they just are flying and playing with the young flowers in a flower bed, let's say, or the young wildflowers. And not every blade of grass has a fairy in it, but the grass fairies, which they like to call themselves, will have little areas that they control, that they like, that, like, let's say it's 6 feet diameter for one grass fairy, just giving you an idea, or a 10-foot diameter patch of grass is that grass fairy's patch. When you see yellow patches, when things happen in plants or woods or trees dying suddenly, things have gone on that might be energetic. It might not just be a sick tree or a sick plant. Sometimes there's energetic, and that can be caused by negative beings, negative people causing spells or doing things around a planet in different areas that can cause negative beings to show up in that area, like a portal. And nature kingdom do not like negative beings, so they might get away from that area. And so their plants, they'll leave them to get away, and those things will just wither up
very quickly too.
Very quick.
We had one of our fair. She's a fair elf.
Elf.
One of our elves who came to us as an air plant.
From our good buddy Jill.
And we loved this little elf, and her plant wasn't doing as well as it could.
Yeah, it was doing good. Then wasn't doing so great because I think she got interested.
So Mark made her another plant with cuttings from one of the other plants, so she had her own very special shamrock plant. And so she was trying to keep both plants going, the air plant and the shamrock plant.
Because the little shamrocks were growing. And then
And then she said,
like, within how much time?
She basically said, you know, I'm giving up on the air plant. And it was honestly,
oh my gosh, we should have recorded it.
I probably could have done stop action with the speed at which the air plant shriveled up. It was just astonishing.
It was like not even 2 hours. It seemed like it just got from a plant that looked like, I'm still a plant. And all of a sudden, it was we watched, oh my God, it was crazy.
I know.
And meanwhile, her little shamrock is like, wee.
She's doing fantastic.
She's got flowers all over it.
This
is how they work.
She took her energy from that one plant and put it in another one. So you can't really imagine how much value the elementals have for our kingdom, for the food that we eat and everything else.
Yep.
It's unimaginable how many beings are working for the entire creation to sustain us in a first level consciousness on a physical planet.
Physical planets, yeah, and they're on spaceships. Angels. We work with all the angels and different ones and everything, but angels will run areas on our ships where we have forests and mountains. So you always meet up with an angel of a mountain that wants to be there for that time. And I could get into that in our books more in a future episode. But it's fascinating how we all work together. And that's why the space people that we all hear about or see or whatever resemble sometimes angels. That's why in the ancient times they had a meeting of a messenger from space, actually, or a meeting of a messenger from Creator. That would be the angel. But messenger, angel means messenger. So we did do tasks like that in those ancient times where you just came in and gave good messages and helped people get out of a situation.
Which probably caused a bit of confusion in the Old Testament where they were saying that, you know, angels were doing things like humans. It wasn't really angels. It was
space beings. And it might not have been our kind of space beings that are benevolent and high and great. It might have been physical space beings who came in, and they were tall people, and they're usually the ones who messed around with the Earth people, males and females, doesn't matter. After we read our message here, I want people to know, after I read Linda's little snippet of the Sananda, I'm with you, Sananda is the only one who is Christ, which means in ancient knowledge, the Anointed One or the Savior. There is no other Christ. We are the children of Creator, are not the Christ or Christ. We are not Creator or God, as some people like to believe.
Although we can create.
Yeah, in high realms, yes, we can. And we
just can't create God.
We know this information is not often spoken, if at all. But from our vantage point, meaning the crew, where we come from, 12 and plus planes and 22 second planes of life and all this on the light realms. But from our vantage point on the 10th through the higher planes, 10th plane to the higher, this is universally and universally understood that this is what it is. Now, there are people that say Christ consciousness and everything, and that originally started to mean having a Christ consciousness as if the way Sananda would be, or thinking that way. And that's exactly what we do on those high realms.
We have that.
Yeah. But we're not Christ, because Christ means...
We're not Christed or Christ, but what we do work with is the Christ group.
The Christ group is what
Mark's
Sananda...
Mark's the only one that has ever spoken about it, because...
He told me to bring it in so people can understand about it and learn about it. I'm part of that group. That's why I came in as well. I didn't have to come here. I didn't have karma here. But I visited this planet, so in my past as a high Aetherian.
But he came in.
From other dimensions, and we would come through.
He came in because these are the end times, and we're all doing a mission. All of you listening are doing a mission right
now.
You're
here for a reason.
If you're listening to this show, you're on a mission.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Even if it's just to be your own pleasant, beautiful self, just... You know, when people say, I'm holding the light, right, Phil?
They are holding.
I am holding the light on the earth, because they think, well, I don't have a real mission, but I'm holding the light. Just keep doing that. That light that you're projecting and feeling and pulling in and projecting out for the Mother Earth as well, as just your over part as well, is, and when you, again, I'm going to teach you something, when you praise when you're praising the infinite creator, this is not something that's taught anymore. They never teach it anywhere. We were raised certain ways in our Christian religions or whatever we are, and all religions. Nobody's teaching that. They don't teach you to praise. They took it out in the ancient times. They took it away because they knew there's a connection that gets made. And this is what they were trying to do, manipulate and control.
That's an extremely important point that you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's what
we
found out.
That's why they took it out.
Yeah.
Because they don't want people to connect directly,
yeah,
personally to their...
They want you to go through their priest or their...
pastor or whatever.
Who's ever in control of whatever it is.
Whatever political...
And they want you to bow to those people, right? Or boo, you know, go down. Or, hey, I'm on this planet, but I'll tell you one thing, everyone listening. I will not bow to any human. You only bow to the infinite creator or the sun. You don't even bow to Blessed Mother or an angel. Remember Michael said that he admonished his people with that people bow down to an angel. He says, don't you ever do that. Get up and don't even think of it ever again. He'll yell at you. So when you meet the infinite creator in any way, form of its reflective aspect of the infinite creator, which is Yehoshua or Sananda on the higher planes, on the higher dimensions, your soul knows you're meeting the creator. Your soul, you will slightly start bending or falling to the ground on your knee almost. You're just going to go, you're going to melt and or go end up face down almost on the ground, like bowing down. He will never, from what I've seen and what we've experienced, and what I've experienced here in the house with him, I did that automatically, and he held my hand and he said, it's okay. And he levitated me to stand back up again. I was really no weight on me when he did that. Up on the high ships, the Arkvana and the other ships we were on the higher planes, when he shows up as Sananda and materializes on the place, he just shows up. We know because we see his signs go across in our ship's walls. This is something I teach about. But when you see him, and if he's there and you're walking by or he's walking by you, we just tip. Let me see how we do. Tip our head forward, bend your chest forward, just, you know, and put your, we usually put our hand towards our chest in some way, like you're bowing down. You don't, and I've seen other space people actually get on the ground. I've seen them do it, I've done it, I know that. But you get down on the floor. Just go down. In joy and bliss. Your creator has just come to visit you. You're not God. We are. Without the Creator, there is no way we are. The breath that we breathe here on this planet, in space we have a sort of breath the same way we do as higher parts of ourselves as lower souls. You don't always sense yourself breathing, but sure enough you are, because when you want to talk with somebody physically with your mouth, not just telepathy, you will breathe to do that. We breathe, and the scent is amazing on the high planes. I have other friends listening from other countries. She knows our little friend Rosanna, the cinnamon, the smell of vanilla, the smell of honey, honeysuckle, incense, like you'd be in a church incense. I'm not kidding. It's like frankincense and myrrh. Anyway, it's beautiful. So that's what we breathe. That's how we walk. And you feel it normally. But when I was on the ships, taken on as a kid and taken on a few times physically and then out of body, I've been taken out quite a few times physically, but always I'm invited. The smell is amazing. It's like you're in a holiest
place.
Let's
call it fragrance.
The fragrance. The essence of sanctity, call it. Okay, so
there was another excerpt we wanted to highlight.
What about that?
Hold on, honey.
Did I do that? Yes, I did. Okay.
Okay, so that was from the first excerpt,
yep.
Shine Brightly.
Okay, so when he spoke of shining brightly, one of the ways to shine brightly is when you walk and praise the infinite creator as you're walking down the street or in the park. Just praise. You could whisper it. And you could whisper it and you could say, infinite creator, and praise creator in whatever way you want. With joy, humility, reverence, devotion, faith, trust, and gratitude and you send out light. You just walk and you just give thanks. I walk down the block and I say, I love you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Touch the plants as I go in trees, and they know their names. You know, and if I walk by them and I don't say hi, they call to me. And they go, hey, you forgot to say hi. I said, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, because I'm rushing somewhere. Okay, so the next message we want to give you is Sananda's message from Friday, January 7th, 2022, called True Ascension Energy. That's the name we gave it.
Well, no, this is the message. It's called...
The message is New Year's message, Friday, January 7th, 2022. This is the message.
So this is
an excerpt of it.
This is an excerpt.
Creator hears all prayers and comes close to the children, which is us, the people, when they are praising and giving thanks for all they have now, have had, and will have in the future. Your energy shines brightest when you praise and give thanks to the Creator. That's your true ascension energy to contemplate on, he told us.
So now that's a very powerful statement.
Yep.
And so we actually did a show, a workshop, where we illustrated what it looks like when you're meditating and what it looks like when you're praising. And so you want to just...
I was going to say here, Creator is a personal creator, and it's a soul's free will to believe in Creator or not. If a soul thinks the Creator is impersonal, then Creator will sort of wait and stand back until the soul calls out to the Creator for help or acknowledgement. Yell, oh God, help me. Energy shines brightest with praise, thanks, and gratitude. And I've witnessed it. I see auras. I see how it looks. So we illustrated how they look. Next one. Creator sees us all and loves us unceasingly. And this is, we did an image of meditation or contemplation with an image of the energy above us, like bright, bright white light, like a giant star. Sananda said, your energy shines brightest when you praise and give thanks to Creator. That's your true ascension energy to contemplate on. In my oversoul body, we use these words to praise Creator in awe, adoration, and love. We do this on the higher planes in the Arkvanas, which are the big spaceships, bigger than stars. And those are homes where we go, oversouls. We hang out there. That's where we reside there. You can go to a planet if there's a frequency if you want. My infinite radiant Creator, we say. My infinite radiant Creator, Yahweh. Or my infinite radiant Creator, Yahweh. You are my love, my light, my life. You are my love, my light, my life. There's no other love beyond the infinite Creator. It is our true beloved. And Creator sees us and loves us unceasingly. The space people on the higher planes see us, the people on Earth, from their spaceships, by our auric energy, the frequency, which is our soul signature. And I've been on the ships, and we look, observe the Earth, and we look around for the people with the higher energy, and we see them in certain colors. Dark gray, black, and are not good. So we do not pick up on those people. We see them, but they're not of the light. They're not thinking good. Black, dark brown, and gray is usually negative thought. Could be even evil thought as well. So praise and giving thanks to Creator makes your energy and aura glow bright and brilliant white light. So on the ships, when we're scanning for people and seeing, these are the ones who will be scanning to see who's ready when times come to be rescued off this planet or any other planet or other places.
You could be rescued even if you're not...
Well, for the higher dimensions.
Really cool.
You can still be rescued.
Yeah.
Regular people. Regular.
Nobody's left behind if they don't want.
They're all given a choice, and if they want, they come. We look for bright colors of blue, white, pink, green, and gold light. And remember this, the true ascension energy, your aura shines brightest when the Creator knows you are praising. So Creator sends its divine living light to a soul, praising or singing, you know, if you want to be singing, with joy for all life everywhere. Well, also the glory, which they call the glory frequency, which is Holy Spirit. Frequency comes filled with blissful, euphoric love and energy that we can feel. And it is filled with love, joy, hope, truth, wisdom, healing, miracles, and angelic intervention. So when the Holy Spirit type of energy, which is called also glory, comes into the room or fills it like a cloud of light or gold dust and powder falls, you can feel a tangible feeling, a presence of the Creator right there in the room with you. And that's when those miraculous healing miracles occur. So you can visit next, intergalacticmission.com to Omniversal Symbol.
Yeah, wait a minute. Before,
did we finish over
we
here?
Fine. We're doing pretty good on time.
Well, we did
okay.
That. The aura shines bright.
I just wanted you to repeat again what happens, how the aura of the person explodes when
okay.
The attention of the Creator.
Okay, you're right. That's what I missed. Right.
I just want that to be really
okay.
Vetted.
So if you're a spiritual person, as most of all listening are, so you're singing love and you just love people and you just send love out, you're going to have a beautiful aura that looks lavender, purple, or blues and pinks and gold and yellow and white. And green also represents the love for nature and healing as well, helping, like nurses have a lot of green and doctors too. Okay, so your aura is shining like a bright little star. Might have those colors in it. Okay, so now you start praising the Creator. Just say, Creator, I love you. I'm inspired by. I'm in awe of you. You are the air I breathe. You are everything I see. Your aura shines bright when you praise. Then, when we've seen that praising, we've done it in classes. The auras glow. They start glowing brighter because you're praising. Now, when the Infinite Creator hears your and knows you're praising, because it. Whenever we call out in any way like that, Creator's listening to us anyway, but it gives more attention to us. It says, oh, it's one of my kids there. It's like praising or saying, I love you.
Instead of, you know, petitioning
no,
and begging,
no, nagging.
And cranking.
Like, where's my tail? Where's happened to the car I have? Whatever. Okay, our aura shines brightest when Creator returns its love and attention to us, which is that true ascension energy we're talking about, that which everybody wants. They want that energy around
that,
it, the golden white light.
That excerpt he said, that's your
yes, he did. So when that happens, the Creator sends back love, which is blissful, euphoric, love of hope, truth. I mean, it's everything you could think of, euphoric bliss. There's joy, love, harmony, all kinds of beautiful energy. Then your aura starts really glowing bright. And give that, say that energy too. Say, I'm praising you, Creator. Thank you for my guardian angels. And because we're saying thank you, we recognize our guardians with us and other angels working, Christ angels, other angels. The energy goes to them too, like a big blast of power and energy and light for them.
Giving them more energy to help us when we need it.
Yep, that's what they've always told me. And I've talked to the angels and all of them say the same things. I ask them these different questions or similar answers. So your true ascension energy, praise the Creator. Creator's response and love to you. Keep praising and sending love and gratitude and thoughts of thank you. And I had words that we have on our intergalactic mission under Omniversal Symbols. And
so if you go to the main website again.
Intergalacticmission.com.
Right.
Omniversal Symbols. Go to the bottom of that page.
Nope. Omniversal Symbols is different than Omniversal Language. Omniversal Symbols is more in the middle of the page for that button.
You're right. And that's what we want
to praise.
And then
once you hit that button, then you go to the bottom of that page, and you can see some symbols that we've put up there. And the first one is the praise symbol.
Right. That says praise, alleluia, infinite creator. Go to that. Click on that, and you will see words of praise to start with. We came up with all the words that we could think of, but you can add anything you want, like you are the living waters of life, you know, whatever you want to say. Now, all the symbols you see on our pages are divine living light. They represent divine living light created before the first systems, and this happened trillions or more years ago in space and time, trillions upon trillions. Creator is the holy I Am presence. We'd call Yahweh. Divine action, infinite love, joy, peace, wisdom, and bright living light. Learn to praise and worship in joy, love, humility, devotion, reverence, trust, hope, harmony, gratitude, faith, and supplication. That's like humble to our infinite and radiant creator. And our creator is the Trinity or threefold creator, answers us and comes to us in a personal way or the way a soul understands it best. And when you're asking for Creator to come to you and bring bliss to you and help your family or help heal your pets, etc. And you give thanks in that way, you can say, as a soul, the blissful harmony comes to you, euphoric bliss, and you're filled with the presence, and you feel it in your house. And a smell of roses or flowers enters your house, but there's no flowers.
I mean, it's not mandatory.
No, but this can happen. This is the tangible thing that happens.
Don't set up an expectation that if somebody doesn't have that, then
no,
they're not
just expect nothing, but watch what happens when you don't expect anything.
Well, I think the most important thing that happens is that you're filled with the knowledge.
And you're looking forward
That your creator
is
personally paying attention to you. Not that it doesn't know about you all the time, but it's just a special relationship that happens when people praise. And some people say, "Oh, well, why would God need praise?" Well, God doesn't
need
the
praise, no.
But what do you do by doing it? But you distinguish yourself as somebody that is worth noticing in a very special way. And I mean, it's just if you just look at human nature, if somebody's ignoring you, you know, you're probably not going to put a lot of attention on them. But if somebody, you know, gives you a lot of attention and praise and gratitude for things that you may have done for them, you know, that gets your attention. I mean, it's just, you know, pretty basic. The way that, you know, you could explain this.
Yeah, and the symbol, again, with that alleluia praise symbol, when we have the book, you'll see the diagrams of these symbols. These are very ancient and simplified looking. You know, the praise creator symbol is simple in form, but make no mistake, it's profoundly powerful in its energy and meaning. The energy is divine living light, a glory of frequencies that come with it. So there's lots of meaning in all these symbols that I see on the ship, and I get the information when I'm up there anyway, and I touch them and on the walls that we have, the ship's walls, and they're 3D. But Sananda wanted me to bring these through for this dimensional plane. It's not normally seen on these dimensional planes, but sometimes people have had experiences, and even ancients might have had a similar-looking symbol they drew or made a mound out of, the mounds, or even those spirals. Those are representing energies that ancients knew about and saw. And
well, in the symbols that Mark has brought in, you can draw them in any direction. You could draw them from one side to the other. So you can start from
back,
the right.
Left to right, right to left. And some have meanings of right to left and left to right, but it's still good. It's like one might be an answer, more of asking for an answer. According to what the crew told me, we could say, suppose you're praying or praising or walking down the street and you're just so happy, or driving in your car, and always ask for protection. Always ask to be protected when you're driving and walking. Ask your guardians and say, guide me on my way when you leave the house. Guide me on my way wherever I'm going, where you're going, and bring me back safely again to home. Or whatever. So that's like, look out for me, buffer me from and driving, buffer me from animals or cars or birds or people or dogs or children accidentally come into the street, buffer me, guide me away from that, have my car warn me, in other words. You're going to warn me, because the angels will warn you. You'll actually feel slow down, or you might hear a person say slow down in your ear. So the crew said, when you get the good things happening and all this beautiful stuff's going on, and Creator responds back to you with this beautiful, blissful light, you can answer as a soul in gratitude and say, thanks be to you, my beloved, infinite, and radiant Creator. I love you and praise you forever in all my soul. You see, this is all it is. It's mom, dad, Creator, mother, father, mother, Creator. Looks for just the children to say, I love you. Just like any parent I hear listening on a plane, on the phone here on this plane would want, in this dimension. You want your children to love you or say they love you, and you love them. And that's, it's almost like the squeaky wheel of love.
It's good.
Getting attention from the mom and dad there. Now, most people say Creator is masculine, but I know Creator is androgynous, as we are as oversouls on the high realms. And there is no prejudices. And most of the things I found out from the infinite when I came here and been on Earth and have asked questions is that Creator doesn't condemn anyone, doesn't really do that. It loves us all unceasingly. it just longs for us to come home. And how do we come home from negative thoughts or negative things or evil? Is they want us to clear our karma or repent. And I know that's old Christian stuff, but repent. And by the way, Christian, the word the ancients knew, the Christian word from Rome, ancient Romans and everybody, all they knew, the Christian meant, Christian, follower of the anointed one with oil. That's what it means. Who's the anointed one with oil? The one who flows the oil from himself, Sananda. And who flowed and walked the planet Earth? Yehoshua. People know as Jesus the Christ. There is no other Christ.
And remember,
and he does this mission. He does this. This is his thing he does.
Places.
Other places, other galaxies. I've talked with him. I've seen him. And how he does this. And I've had, lucid out of bodies or more.
Well, you know, I just need
with
to
experiences
add.
On other planes.
On that, note, on that note, we need to wrap up. We have around 4 minutes
okay.
left.
Yeah, I did load. Okay, yeah, I got 4 minutes.
I just wanted to add one thought to that, what Mark was just saying. It's the reason he does the mission when he has to do it is because the fallen angels get too entrenched in a level or a frequency,
or a
and they do a lot of damage.
Yeah, so he rescues the planet or a place where they are.
And that's what's going
and
on.
That's there. The truth, and there's nothing to it. Now I'm sticking to
I'm
that truth.
Sticking to it.
And it's okay, whatever anybody says, this is what I know and this is what I do. But it's okay. Everybody has their own thing and it's all right with me.
So
I'm okay with that. And you're okay with it.
If you want to reach Mark.
Okay, we're at.
He's on intergalacticmission.com. He's also on etuniversalzone.com. And I hope you will visit that and look at the messages that Sananda has given him and some other messages.
And others. Too. And we got.
And also.
MarkBrinkerhoff.com is an art site.
Email him with Mark, M-A-R-C, Brinkerhoff at yahoo.com. He has the YouTube site, M-A-R-C, Brinkerhoff, YouTube site.
Okay.
And also on Facebook, Mark Brinkerhoff.
Are we on any of those other things?
Okay. Well, you're on Instagram, but we hardly put anything on there.
Okay.
So we're just sending you all blessings and in the light.
We love you guys, everybody. Adonai Vasu Ragas. And Om Sabasim Anurim Nisalik Mushumak Tuvimekana. Shinekatakatakatumi. That's another one everybody loves. Thank you, Hercules. Thank you for everything.
We love you, Hercules.
My
we love
pleasure.
You. A shout out to all our friends, Michael and everyone.
Okay.
And Diana. And Diane.
We can see you all shining so brightly tonight.
Praise. You'll see a result. I guarantee it.
That's a guarantee coming from the high realm.
We still got, Hercules, we got 2 minutes or what?
2 minutes, yes.
All right. So,
okay, so I would just like to reiterate, you may want to just go to the homepage of Intergalactic Mission and go Omniversal, intergalacticmission.com and go Omniversal Language, just read that page, play with those words, and also look at the symbol, Omniversal Symbols link. So those are two different links, Omniversal Symbols.
Omniversal
link and
language.
Omniversal language links. I think those are two really very cool links for people to play with.
And you can practice the symbols for fun. Put them on your brothers and sisters. I felt Phyllis send me symbol. I was at a Social Security office or something. I was having a panic attack almost. I was stressing out. And I felt peace come to me, and it was on my left thigh. And I saw it on my thigh, the symbol. Of peace and the Holy Spirit. I saw it and I felt it.
I felt Mark was extremely anxious, so I just thought, maybe I should send him some symbols.
But you can't have a cell phone in those places.
I just started, right.
So I had to get onto a hall somewhere and call her and say, did you just send me the Holy Spirit? She goes,
drawing it in the air and projecting it to Mark.
And it came, totally peace engulfed me. So play with these symbols. I know you guys don't have the Holy Spirit one, but if you email us, I'll send you a drawing of it. But work with the praise. That's that one, best one in brothers and sisters. Okay.
Yeah, that is really
top.
And
thank
you for a wonderful show, and I'm looking forward to your next one already. And great success with all your creative endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank
you too.
Thank you, because you've got quite a few.
Yes, he does. And keep everybody, space gods, space gods.
Yep, doing my thing with
the space gods. Yes.
All right.
I'd like to thank and thank our audience for listening in. Until next time, joyous journeys and amazing adventures. Good night, everybody.
Amen.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.